This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 people land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. You've created a great resume and cover letter. Do you really need to customize both documents every time you apply for a job? Today's guest says absolutely yes. Monica Hout is here to talk about why you need a custom application for every job. She's the human resources manager at Hopworks Urban Brewery. It's a family-owned and operated company that employs more than 100 people across the Pacific Northwest. Monica joins us today from Portland, Oregon. Monica, here's where I'd like to start. Why doesn't it make sense to use the same cover letter and resume every time you apply for a job?
Well, most of the time, if you're using just a generic cover letter and resume, the person like myself who receives it, if there's nothing in it that makes you stand out from the rest, I'm just going to skim over it and set it aside.
And what do you think, Monica, when you see that resume and cover letter that's clearly generic?
Well, to me, it's really difficult to get a good sense of who the applicant is. And I'm looking for someone who not only has the skills that we need, but someone who's going to best fit our culture. And if it's generic and just full of non-specific information, then it's just not going to capture much attention.
Can you always tell, Monica, when someone is using a generic cover letter and resume?
Yes, usually the first clue is at the top of a resume. Someone will include an objective that just says, you know, I'd like to find a reputable company where I can best use my talents to make a positive contribution. No, that's great. I think so many of us think that way, but it's not really telling me who you are, what you bring, what you want, what's in it for me as the employer. So more specific information is going to get you farther in the hiring process.
And what kind of specific information do you like to see when you're reviewing all those resumes, when you see one that stands out? What does that candidate do, Monica?
Well, they are telling me what they want and why they want it specifically. So if someone's looking for a job in marketing, that's what they should put on their resume or in their cover letter. I am looking for a position in marketing where I can use my skills in whatever those skills are, or where I can learn more skills in whatever they want to learn. Like, very specific information that hopefully fits what I'm looking for. And so that's kind of goes in line with what we're talking about today, is the reason why you want to be specific in your cover letter and your resume is so that the employer can see why you could potentially be a good fit, like right away.
Now, I want to talk more about that, but I also want to talk about why people do this, because there is a strategy behind it. When someone sends out a generic cover letter and resume, it's with a hope that by getting out as many applications as possible, that will eventually produce a certain number of interviews and eventually one or more offers.
Well, not necessarily, because if you're just throwing a bunch of resumes out there to see what sticks, you may not find the job that you really want or that really is the best fit for you. So I always recommend that you focus on what you want. Be honest with yourself. Set your standards. You know, what do you want that you feel is the best fit for your skills and your talents and what you want to learn.
What about people who, particularly now that we have double-digit unemployment, need a job right away? What would you say to somebody who's hoping that by sending out a large number of applications that that is indeed going to need solve their problem and help them find a position faster?
Well, that's understandable completely. If you need a job, you need a job. So, and if you're not particular about what that job is at the moment, then by all means, do everything you can. Send out a ton of resumes, fill out a ton of applications. But once you get that job, if you still are looking for that dream job, that's when you can take the time to tailor your cover letter, tailor your resume to the job that you want, to the employer that you want.
When you're tailoring any piece of communication, there's an audience that you're talking to. Who's the audience for that cover letter and resume? And what should a listener think about when they're creating that content?
So usually the gatekeepers are the HR people, the recruiters and HR generalists like myself. So we're the first line. We see the cover, we see the resume, and we see so many of them that what we're looking for is, you know, which cover letter, which resume tells us that this person really wants this particular job, why they want it, what do they bring, and do they look like, at least on paper, do they look like they'd be a good cultural fit?
And people who do that persuasively, what are they doing or saying in their resume and their cover letter?
So I always recommend that you use the same terminology that is used in the job posting. That you go to the employer's website and learn as much as you can about them and, you know, highlight things about you that match up with that employer.
Why is that effective?
Well, for one, it will immediately show that you are a viable candidate. You know, there's just so many layers to this process, right? There's your cover letter, there's your resume. You get to know someone on paper. Then there's the phone interview. Then there's the in-person interview. And so if you can be yourself through all of that, and you're targeting an employer or a type of job that you really want through all of that, you're more likely to get something that best fits you, that's most satisfying for you, that's not just a job.
You mentioned earlier that when you and your colleagues are reviewing resumes and cover letters, you're thinking about what's in it for the employer. What's your best advice, Monica, about how to figure that out if you're an applicant to understand an employer's needs?
Understand them? Well, read the job posting. Read it thoroughly. And then highlight in your cover letter and your resume what you have in skills and experience that best matches what that employer is looking for.
And we're going to take a break, but before we do, I'm just curious, Monica, again, you see resumes every day. What percentage of applications do you think are actually unique? How many people take the time to do this?
Not enough. Percentage-wise, it's less than half.
So there's an opportunity here if you want to stand out to do that, because as many as half or more of your competitors aren't doing this, it sounds like. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Monica Hout will continue to share her advice about why you need a unique application for every job. Make sure your resume is as good as possible before you revise it for your next application. Talk to the experts at Top Resume. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. In just 2 business days, a professional writer will tell you what you can do to make your resume better. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. And if you want more help, you can hire Top Resume to rewrite your resume too. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Monica Hout. She's the human resources manager at Hopworks Urban Brewery. It's a family-owned and operated company that employs more than 100 people across the Pacific Northwest. Now, Monica, before the break, we were talking about why you need a unique application for every job. And I was really struck in the close of the first segment, rather, how many people don't do this. And so, again, it's a great advantage if you're looking for a way to stand out. Now, let's talk about the how here. How do you recommend creating a unique application? I think you've touched on some of these points, but what are the main changes you recommend people make when customizing a resume and cover letter?
Well, starting with the cover letter, I suggest making it conversational. I've advised so many people on this. And what I say is, imagine that the employer is sitting across the table from you right now, and you are introducing yourself in just a couple of paragraphs. And, you know, you want to be yourself during this. So what does that look like on paper? And so I always suggest that you write it out exactly the way that you would say it. Then you can go in and refine it a little bit more. But if you make a cover letter that's too, well, number one, generic, or if it's too formal, and something too formal isn't necessarily the best fit for that employer or that job, it's not going to capture the attention that you want it to.
So write like you talk. Is that the advice?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you get a letter like that, what is it that makes that conversational tone so attractive to you as a hiring manager?
Well, it gives me a little insight into their personality. And so, like I said earlier, we're not only looking for skills and experience, but we're looking for a culture fit. So, and I don't think Hopworks is any different than any other type of business where you've got teams that need to work together for a common goal. And so it's very important for the employer to find people that not only bring in those specific skills they need, but that are a good fit for the overall team.
So you're ready to write in a conversational tone. But before you start writing, what kind of research do you recommend a listener do in creating a cover letter?
So not only read the job description thoroughly, but go to the employer's website. Google the employer. Read any kind of news that's out there about them. And gosh, if you happen to know anybody who is familiar with that employer, speak with them. So really gather as much information as you can. So number one, you can make sure that it looks like it's a good fit for you. And if you find that it is, then you can highlight things about you that are a good fit for the employer.
We've talked about cover letters. What about resumes? What are your tips for customizing your resume before sending it off to an employer?
So you'll want to highlight in your resume things that are mentioned in the job description. So if the job description is calling for a specific skill or using a specific piece of equipment or software, right? You'll want to highlight that so that it's, you know, top of your bullet point list on your resume.
Any other tips for customizing your resume besides those you just shared?
The other thing is make your resume easy to read. And by that, I mean, use bullet points. And don't overcrowd your resume. You don't have to put every single little thing about yourself and your work history on a resume. It's just about highlighting some of the top things about you, your top skills, some top accomplishments, not everything. That's something that will be discovered through the interview process. If you overcrowd your resume, at least for someone like me who's seen a gazillion resumes, it's very difficult for me to focus on it and want to read everything that's on it. And what gets lost is if there's something in your resume that, let's say, is amazing and is great for what we're looking for, I may not see it if your resume is overly crowded because I have so many resumes to look at, I may just skim through it and set it aside. So consider easy to read, bullet points, and white space on your resume. Leave enough white space so that it's just, again, easy to look at, easy to read.
And when you think about these two documents, the cover letter and the resume, how much time do you think a job seeker should set aside to customize these materials for each application?
Well, I think if the more you practice it, the easier it's going to get. So I would say spend a decent amount of time now to get to know what that feels like to tailor your cover letter and your resume to each job. And pretty soon it will seem normal, so to speak.
Well, you mentioned interviews. Let's talk about that. Well, our focus today is about customizing application materials. As a hiring manager, do you find sometimes when you interview candidates that they're giving you canned answers?
Yes, happens all the time. And, an interview is nerve-wracking for many people. And so I think it's just important as the interviewee, remember to be yourself, remember to breathe. Remember, it's okay. Everybody's human who's in this interview. And really, the interview is a two-way street. The employer's interviewing you, and you are interviewing them. It's the ultimate goal, unless you're out just looking for a job, right? The ultimate goal is to find something that you are going to be satisfied with. And the employer is going to feel like they've added a great value to their team.
I'm struck as we talk how many times you've encouraged people to be themselves. Why is that so persuasive to an employer when a candidate does that, both in the application materials and in an interview?
First thing that comes to mind when you ask me that is confidence. So when... And it's easy to spot when someone comes into an interview and is being themselves and they're giving honest and real and hopefully positive answers. I know that's not always easy. But if someone is doing that, I can tell that they are confident in who they are and what they bring. If someone comes into an interview and is just giving a bunch of canned answers and asking generic questions like, how many employees work here, or just things that aren't that meaningful.
All right. Well, Monica, it's been a great conversation. Now, tell us what's next for you.
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. We're living in a new reality, and it's not always easy. And so what's next for me is to work on staying positive and work on what I can do to best help the people in my life and the people that I work with feel good. So I wish I could say, oh gosh, you know, I know exactly what's next. I don't, but I'm doing my best to stay optimistic, and I'm looking forward to, you know, everyone, all of us turning a corner and for life to get better.
Well, I know people can learn more about your work by visiting your company's website, www.hopworksbeer.com. Now, Monica, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you'll want a listener to remember about why you need a unique application for every job?
Well, having a unique application for every job is hopefully going to help you get the best job that fits you, that is satisfying for you, that gives you great opportunity to grow. That's not just a job.
Make sure your resume shines before you customize it for your next application. Get it reviewed for free by Top Resume. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. And never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests, free job search articles, and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/show notes. Again, that's maxlist.org/show notes. Next week, our guest will be Simone Morris. She's a speaker, author, and career coach. So many people have lost jobs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Simone and I will talk about why you need to take charge of your career after a layoff. Her tips include being kind to yourself, knowing what you want next, and paying attention to your personal brand. I hope you can join us. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job.